Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. List goes on and on. The most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. A lot of stuff to talk about here today on the program. It's Thursday. We'll be joined by Dave Meltzer in the second segment of the show today, talking all of the latest stories in the new edition of the Wrestling Observer newsletter, which is available right now for subscribers at WrestlingObserver.com. A lot of news to talk about, including huge cuts in the UFC office, which should come as a surprise to nobody, given the amount of debt that UFC, actually not UFC, the WME IMG has taken on in purchasing UFC for $4 billion. We can talk about that and all of the pro wrestling news today as well. We're going to take your phone calls, emails, text messages on topics that we are discussing today. Everything from the TV last night, Lucha Underground, Ring of Honor on Comet, NXT. If you want to talk about the TNA issues that we've been talking about over the last couple of days, you're welcome to do so. We've got a very interesting press release regarding the future of TNA that we're going to read here on this show. And more. SmackDown ratings. How did James Ellsworth challenging for the WWE World Heavyweight title do? We can talk about that and more. The toll-free line, 844-411-5411. That is toll-free, 844-411-5411. If you want to send me text messages, the number, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. Mike Sempervivi joining us after the break. Back in a moment. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
If you or someone you care about is trapped by addiction to drugs or alcohol, then don't miss this life-changing message from the Addiction Recovery Network.
Hi, I'm Adam Weil. I'm CEO of the Addiction Recovery Network. Addiction doesn't discriminate, and treatment's not a one-size-fits-all approach. There's no cure for addiction. Addiction is a lifelong journey that people struggle with every day. We find the best treatment centers that have the full continuum of care that will ultimately give people the best chance to succeed. Dealing with an addiction is hard enough. Finding the right treatment shouldn't be. Please, if you or a loved one are struggling with addiction, don't wait till it's too late. We're here to help.
Make one of the most important calls of your life. The call is confidential and could save your life or the life of someone you love. Private insurance could cover the entire cost, so call 800-300-3388. That's 800-300-3388. 800-300-3388.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Sports Byline's library of more than 12,000 interviews is a treasure. I'm Ron Barr, and we want your help in protecting, sharing, and continuing to build this sports interview treasure. We've launched a GoFundMe campaign, so please go to sportsbyline.com/funding and donate so you can be a part of preserving and continuing to build this unique collection of sports interviews. Everyone who donates receives a link to a special commemorative collection of the Sports Byline Interview Library. Thank you for your support and help.
I love iHeartRadio.
iHeartRadio.
Love it.
Everywhere, man.
Seriously.
Everywhere, man.
20 million songs from 450,000 artists.
iHeartRadio.
Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota.
I create my own radio stations.
iHeartRadio. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. I think at some point we will be joined by Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com, but he is not with us at the moment. Got a lot of news to talk about here today. Your phone calls, emails, text messages, and more. Plus, got a lot of news on TNA. Text message, not the text message, this press release came out yesterday. From Toronto, Anthem Sports and Entertainment Corp., the parent company of the Fight Network, today confirmed that it recently made a working capital loan to fund the operations of TNA Impact Wrestling. Fight Network is a licensee of TNA programming for broadcast in the U.S., Canada, and other international markets, and is also the exclusive licensee of TNA for streaming internet-delivered TV. Fight Network is also offered to provide TNA Impact Wrestling with funding to repay the loans made by Mr. Billy Corgan and is positioned to provide additional transitional assistance to the company. What in the world does this mean? Well, first off, it means that the Fight Network, the parent company, Anthem Sports, is helping fund TNA. They are, I guess, going to try to pay off Billy Corgan to make him go away so that TNA can continue on with Dixie Carter at the helm as we head into 2017. Now, I guess we'll see what happens in the court case between Billy Corgan and TNA. There was scheduled to be a hearing today. I believe that that has been postponed until next week. May not even happen. If Anthem pays off Billy Corgan, maybe he will just go away. But there are a number of issues here. The first being that Billy Corgan really wanted this company, and I don't think he's going to go quietly into the night. I think that Billy Corgan is going to have a lot to say about the situation if they buy him out. I think one of the big issues is that the problems that TNA is seeing right now, the hole that they have dug themselves into after 14 years, and particularly in the last 2 years or so, this was all done not with Jeff Jarrett, but with Dixie Carter at the helm. The idea that Anthem Sports does not see this and is doing something that is going to allow Dixie to remain in charge, that is a big issue. The other big issue is, this is not universal, but from people that I've talked to, this is the majority opinion. The people in TNA want Billy Corgan to buy this company and move on. Morale, which has already been at, has to be an all-time low. I mean, people not getting paid. People have been being paid for a long time, but same thing's happening again. The idea that people would get their hopes up about Billy Corgan buying the company and then the rug yanked out from underneath them and Dixie is back in charge, steering this ship into the same waters that it's been in now for 2 years, not going to be good at all for morale. We talked about this a lot on last night's edition of Wrestling Observer Radio. If you want to add anything to the conversation, you are welcome to here today. The phone number, 844-411-5411. Text messages, 425-780-7566. What do you make of this story? TNA, Anthem, as noted yesterday on the program, they're already booking shows for 2017. They're going back to Orlando. They're doing the same thing that they were doing to get them into this problem in the first place. Dixie just barreling ahead like nothing's happened, like nothing's going wrong. So that's the latest on that story there. Mike, are you with us? No, he is not. More news here, and then we'll go to the phones and the text messages. Thursday, this is from the front page of WrestlingObserver.com, WWE announced that they are indefinitely suspending NXT developmental talent Terrence Jean-Jacques following his arrest this past Sunday in Haverhill, Massachusetts, on charges of assault and battery. Actually, it's assault, battery, kidnapping, witness intimidation, destruction of property, and threatening to commit a crime. The alleged victim is his pregnant girlfriend, Jillian Gilman. WWE released the following statement to FRWOnline.com. We have zero tolerance for matters involving domestic violence, and per our policy, Terrence Jean-Jacques has been suspended indefinitely following his arrest. The 24-year-old was signed by WWE in April after a decorated run in amateur wrestling at Rhode Island College in the University of Iowa. During the proceedings, a judge denied a request from Jean-Jacques' mother to release him into her and his father's custody as he is scheduled for surgery this week. Jean-Jacques is currently being held without bail and is expected to be in court Tuesday for a hearing. That's a serious issue. Mike, what's happening?
Yes, what's happening? Sorry, I had to go get the boy there on short notice, and with a phone that's not charged and no car charger, you're out of luck.
Dude.
So, I'd like to apologize for that, but I just came in on what is not the most happy of stories, and considering the case in the NFL today with Josh Brown of the New York Giants, who had already been suspended for one game for domestic violence. News had come out today. I think it was Ralph Vicario in the New York Daily News, I believe it is. I can't remember which paper it was, but information that the NFL and the New York Giants knew more than what they let on to know, or I guess didn't investigate deep enough, and they waived off a multiple game suspension for a first time with domestic violence. And gave him only one game suspension to begin the season. This is not fun timing. And the deal with that case and the deal with this case and the deal with all cases is, in my opinion, it's never the first time. Whether it is or not, it can't be treated that way, because way too often, in fact, almost always, it's never the first time that it happens. It's just the first time that person got caught. So I hope WWE takes this incredibly seriously. They obviously are doing the right thing right now, and it's just a nasty situation all the way around.
To the phones, you're on the air. What's up? Hello. Going once. Going twice. You're out of here. You're on the air. What's going on?
Hi, Brian. This is Danny H. How are you?
Yes, Danny. What's going on?
Good. I want to talk about Lucha Underground for a quick second.
Sure.
Because I was listening to Dave's review yesterday, and your comments, like, I really think the show really is directionless. Like, I used to call the show all the time because I used to love it so much, but now it's like, I think they've gone too many weeks to have like these hardcore matches, and then like, I remember we used to joke about how Katrina was going to be Matanza's mother, and like not even giving away those hints. Like, I feel like, because the last two seasons have been pretty disappointing. Like, when you start taping their next season, they really gotta get a firm plan, because right now they're just going in circles, and really there's no heat for this product. And especially now they're doing like these festival shows. So hopefully it gets better soon rather than later.
Hey, you're absolutely right. And listen, I want to thank you very much for the call. I have an idea. Why not, if you have a 40-episode season, why not every... Now I have to do math.
Oh, God. Let me try to help.
let me, what's 40 divided by every, how many did I say? 40 episodes?
Mm-hmm, yes.
See, I'm off the rails here. I didn't sleep enough last night. Baby woke up. Basically, what I'm saying is every 5 weeks or so, you should have a big event. And then you build to that event, and then you build to the next one. What I'm saying here is run it like a normal promotion that has pay-per-views every single month. You don't have to do every 4 weeks, although I guess you could. I guess that would be 10 big events if you went every 4 weeks with a 40-episode season. But the point is, if you did that, you would have something to build for repeatedly. Instead of there's one Aztec Warfare in the middle, and then there's Ultima Lucha. That's too long in between big events. It gets directionless. Back in a moment with Dave, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
And yes, I'm always two. I was made for what, babe? It's hard being a slave to your body and soul. You know I'm only bragging. Boss is always nagging. My house is dragging, but they don't know. You think I kind of mess around?
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done. When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything, you want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it. Grainger's got your back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait. Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with Geico to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Yesterday, Cliff Sora shared a top 10 list of hot fusion restaurants, a vegan gluten-free mashup recipe, and a podcast featuring organic food trends. Oh, TMI? Too much internet information. That's oversharing. Cliff, Geico has something worth sharing with your friends. Like how on Geico.com you could save hundreds on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim. Gluten-free info that's easy to swallow. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Dave Meltzer joins us as always on Thursday. The new edition of the Wrestling Observer newsletter available on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com for subscribers. A lot of stuff in it, a lot of which we talked about last night on the subscriber-only Wrestling Observer Radio. But Dave, you've got something here about the ratings September this month as compared to September last year, and how the ratings for Raw are down substantially year to year. More than I even... I can't even believe how much they're down this year as compared to last year. What's happened?
Close to 20%. But the SmackDown ratings are up, but that's kind of misleading because they moved from sci-fi to USA, and they also moved away from football last year on Thursdays. They were getting killed by football, so it's but they're substantially up.
These Raw numbers, starting in 2012, 2013, I mean, they've been declining year by year.
Oh, badly. Well, I mean, look, they did a 2.17 rating for the return of Bill Goldberg, and everyone's turning cartwheels. And a year ago, that would have been considered a terrible rating for Raw against the NFL. Even against a strong NFL game. Now it's considered something that you celebrate because, it's so much higher than what they've been doing ever since football season started.
But it's just amazing that despite the declines for the last 4 years or so, year to year, September to September, they're down 18% from last year alone.
Mm. Yeah, and probably 33% from a couple years ago.
That's crazy.
It's insane.
Well, it's look, I remember saying this when the three-hour show started. It was going to be a slow decline as people just got bored of the three-hour show. It was too much. They took the quick money and they eroded interest. That's exactly how it was going to go down. That's how it went down.
You're absolutely right. But the question now is, we're talking 18% year to year. What is the point where everybody on all sides realizes we've got to get rid of this third hour? Where's the point of no return?
I don't know that there will be because WWE, I don't think they want to lose the money that comes with that third hour. And for USA, the third hour rating is still way higher than anything else they can put in the time slot. I mean, the big story of this and why WWE is not in such bad shape, even with these declining ratings on USA, is that USA has been unable to develop like hit shows like they had in the past. If this was like 6 years ago or something when USA was loaded with hit shows, I would think that they would probably already go, hey, you know what, let's go to 2 hours. Because that's why they kept it at 2 hours, because of the feeling that what they had in the other time slot when they used to have it was an NCIS or something like that there. And it did a little bit less than Raw did, but they could sell the ads for more. But now they have nothing like that. They essentially got nothing.
Let me add on to that and almost do it one better. How many people can you actually get back? Because with all this talk about TNA being like WCW, we all know how many WCW fans just walked away and were gone. WWE fans aren't the same way in the fact that the oldest fans are the ones that are staying, but they are not cultivating any new fans, and it's not like you can just snap your fingers. And yes, if the product gets hot enough, you have a certain amount of people, of course, that are always going to rush back. But how many people can they actually try to get back, even if they do cut it to 2 hours? Is too much toothpaste out of this tube? And have TV habits changed?
We saw this with WCW. WCW with Nitro, they went to 3 hours when they were hot, and then the ratings declined, and then Vince Russo, of all people, was the one who talked them down to 2 hours. And all that ended up happening is that the rating for 2 hours ended up being the same as 3 hours. They didn't get people back. Of course, they presented a really crappy product at the time. But they didn't get the ratings continued to decline. It didn't turn around by switching it 2 hours. And the only thing that happened was the company debt was larger because they lost that hour of programming. So, I don't think WCW is the perfect example in the sense that they were going down anyway, whereas WWE is essentially staying steady, but the Raw ratings are going down in a lot of ways. But it's just like everything else when it comes to sports entertainment. If they get the right star or the right program, the right two stars or something, they can explode. And if they don't, they're going to stay on the same course.
Now, another thing that you've noted here, we talked about the SmackDown ratings being up, and obviously part of that is a new night. But
a lot of it is a new night. If they were going against the NFL on Thursday, they would be down the same 20% Raw is.
Sure. Now, we've talked many times about how this whole live versus taped doesn't really matter all that much, if at all. However, It appears that if you look at the attendance of these SmackDown events, more people show up if it's live than if it's a taping. Is that correct?
A little bit more. Yeah, I mean, it depends. I mean, there have been some 3,000 and 4,000, you know, just like last year. But I think it.
But the average is up.
I think SmackDown on Tuesdays is up from the same period last year. Raw's, you know, Raw live attendance is essentially identical. I actually thought it was down, and then when I did the numbers, I mean, it is down, but it's like down 25 people, so it's really the same. But SmackDown is probably slightly up. So yeah, I mean, I think that there is something to the idea that being on live helps attendance, and also, but you know, you also have to remember that they're promoting SmackDown far better, and I think that helps, and also the. It was, you know, if you remember a year ago, John Cena was never on SmackDown, and this year John Cena was on SmackDown every week. You know, now he's not because he's gone. But, you know, even on the shows that he didn't appear on television, he was advertised locally and did dark matches. So he was on every, you know, until this week, actually, was the first week he wasn't on. So I think some of that, maybe honestly, the entire thing, it may not be live. It may be that it's just they're advertising John Cena, whereas before John Cena hardly ever worked Tuesday. So because John Cena's worth 20% at the attendance. And it's they're not 20% in attendance, so I think a lot of I think that may be a lot more important than being raw than being live, I should say.
Well, I mean, there's also the aspect that it would seem, and maybe there's nothing to this, you'd know historically, but it would seem that it would be easier to draw on a Friday if you've got a kids' audience because they don't have school the next day than it would be on a Tuesday night.
Oh, I think so. I think so. But the WWE.
But they are doing better on Tuesday.
Oh, wait. You're talking about television-wise?
I'm talking about just a live event, like taking your kids to a live event.
A live event, you'll draw better on a Friday than Tuesday, of course. Yeah, Friday and Saturday. But the WWE's best attendance is Monday every week. So it's not so much the day as much as the importance.
So I guess if they're coming to town, I mean, your kids are going to go if they want to go.
Yeah, if they're, you know, I mean, it is, it's absolutely easier to draw on a Friday or Saturday, all things being equal. But the better attraction will outdraw the night of the week every time.
So when talking about Goldberg here, as we noted, the Raw audience is down 18% from this time last year. And Goldberg's return bumped it up 14%. And as you noted,
they were 14% from what they did the week before, and the week before was actually higher than they've been doing. So it's they're probably up 16. They probably bumped it up about 16-17%, I would say.
So as you noted, the reality is this is shocking that this is cause for celebration that Goldberg brought them up to a 2.17 rating.
It's not. I mean, yeah. I thought any number like that, it was cause for celebration. But if you look at what they were doing a year ago, it puts it in perspective because, like I said, there were numbers last year that were worse than 2.17, but there weren't a lot of them. But 2.17 would be considered last year a very bad number. And 2 years ago, it would have been considered, you know, beyond horrible number. But now it's considered a great number. And it's just the perspective of things that you know, and there's a lot of factors in this. I mean, the NFL's having a bad year to a degree, you know, because I actually just studied the NFL ratings and the local market ratings and the weekend, the Sunday afternoon games, you know,
barely
the traditional
down.
Games are actually exactly the same as last year.
Yeah.
But Monday and Thursday and Sunday night games are actually way down. And some of that, I think, is the election. I think that's an awful big thing because if you look at the rise in the cable news networks, I mean, their numbers are ridiculously high compared to the past. And some of it is a lack of star power. And I think that, you know, and some of it's, you know, it's funny, there was a big article that just came out yesterday, and it was talking about the NFL's decline in ratings, and people have been sending it to me because, essentially, it's exactly what we talked about. They added more television games than ever before, and shockingly, you know, some of the ratings started to get hurt, and I think that, and also they lost a lot of key stars through retirement and suspension and things like that. And it's like, yeah, just like wrestling, you have lower star power and too much product on television, and the ratings drop. It's like, that's probably a formula that's been consistent with television throughout history, you know, and WWE, when they did it, you know, when they moved to, you know, to the 3 hours, I mean, it was inevitable that this would happen, but they got so much money to do it, and financially they're in better shape because of that TV money. So, you know, you can certainly argue that they're taking short-term gains and for long-term erosion, and that's probably the truth of the matter. That is what's happening.
Well, there's a story on this in the new edition of the Wrestling Observer Newsletter, available on the front page. There's a huge story on TNA. Very quickly, we've got about 30 seconds. Any updates on TNA as of this morning that we didn't talk about last night?
No, nothing's really changed, and I don't expect anything to change until we find out what the fallout is, other than, the talent's been told they're getting paid next week, and so we'll see if they do. But, the talent's not particularly happy right now.
All right. Well, Dave, I want to thank you so much for doing the show today. We will be back in just a moment with more Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
HighSpotsWrestlingNetwork.com has their finger on the pulse of all things independent wrestling. HighSpots Wrestling Network features 3,000 hours of content and counting, live events, shoot interviews, original programming, and so much more. Each week, the HighSpots Network adds tons of brand new content, so there's always something new. At HighSpotsWrestlingNetwork.com, available on your mobile, PC, Apple TV, and Roku, the HighSpots Wrestling Network is best for business. And I'm going to tell you all what is best for business. Actually, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be positive about WWE and their horribly declining numbers and boring three-hour show.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So listen, when WCW died, they still had millions of people watching their show.
That's true.
This is good news. Yeah. Because what this means is, even though they were down another 18% year to year, there will be a point, even if WWE does not go back to 2 hours, if they remain at this 3-hour long Monday night program that doesn't create a single new fan, because it's impossible with a 3-hour weekly show, eventually they'll get to the point where they've driven off the last waffler. And they'll have only the hardest of the hardcore. And there will still be millions of them, as we learn from WCW. WWE today is so much better than WCW was near the end. At the very, very end, like the last 3 months, it wasn't bad. But still, even at its absolute dirt worst, they had 2 or 3 million people that were watching every single week. We may be there right now. This may be very close to rock bottom for WWE. And the good news is, they will hit a rock bottom. They're not going to drive off every last single person. I mean, at rock bottom, there will still be a few million people that will watch the show every single week. And you know what? As we have learned the last couple of years, those few million hardcores are willing to spend a lot of money. So my point is, unless this TV deal, and you know what? I know that people say, well, I think that what they're going to do one of these days is they're going to move all of their programming to the WWE network. Yeah, they'll do that if either A, they're completely out of their mind, or B, they have no other choice.
Yeah.
This is the idea of moving Raw and SmackDown exclusively to the network. You may as well try and start TNA again doing weekly pay-per-views with no television. This is madness. Now, granted, if they did that, they'd still have 1.5 million people watching the show every week. So, I mean, absolute worst case scenario, they're not going the way of WCW. This company is not going out of business anytime soon. Even if they lost television, they've still got that network, and they've still got a core of very, very passionate, hardcore fans that will pay a ton of money for this product. So this is not a WCW situation. It is in a lot of ways, but the end result is not going to be the same anytime in the near future. There are always cuts that can be made. They're making so much money right now. They've got decades left.
Yeah.
Maybe rough, but they've got decades left.
Because they know how to run it like a business at its core when it gets right down to it, because they have business people actually legitimately working for them, not wrestling people, which are the same ones that always seem to sink wrestling companies tend to be wrestling people, although the business people get made fun of and they always get pointed out in the history of wrestling. It's ultimately wrestling people, whether it be Ole Anderson in Georgia or whoever it is, that ends up bringing the house down because of booking, because of this, because of that, because of the other. It always ends up happening that way. But I know what you're saying, and I know it would take a lot of time, but you know, how many people do you know that drink, you know, Harvey Wallbangers as they're eating Steak Diane, as they're playing Jim Rennie? And that's...
What are you talking about? How old do you think I am?
What do you think what is the average audience age right now as it stands?
I don't know, but the only person I've ever heard playing Gin Rummy is my grandma, who's 87 now.
Exactly. At some point, you know, in 10 years, again, as we've seen, the average age went from, what, 25 to 35 to 45 to 55 right now. And that's why I asked Dave about the new fans. And look, there's always going to be new ones coming in and out and everything. And I'm not saying this is some sort of nuclear scenario where it's just they left scorched earth and nobody is going to be able to grow to be a wrestling fan for a long time. But they're not helping themselves at all. I mean, there are a lot of kids that might buy the toys, they might wear the shirt or play the game, but their interest in watching or caring about wrestling, and I'm seeing it to you know, firsthand in my house to a certain degree, they're starting to go away, and that's really troubling. And again, in the wide range of there's so much to do, there's so much to take in, there's so much out there. It's not going to be the end of the world. WWE, I'm not going to cry for them or anything like that. They're going to keep going on, but it is something of real concern that you have to remember. Most of us who are still here, we became wrestling fans in the 80s, 30 years ago. It takes a lot of time to get this kind of dedication where you build up to the point where you're a psychopath, where you spend as much money as you can per head as the WWE crowd is doing. but you want to keep that going. They're just not doing that.
Caller, you're on the air. What's going on?
This is Jim from Virginia.
Yes, Jim.
I was watching SmackDown the other night and got a question or two about Natalya. What in God's name are they doing with her character?
What do you mean?
Well, she comes out there singing about wanting to dance with, I can't think of his name.
Jim.
Somebody.
Jim, this is no worse than 90% of the other scripted promos people are asked to cut.
Her name is not Susan.
Well, the thing about it, and then it turns around, are you on my cat's Instagram and all that crap?
Well, if you recall, before Tyson Kidd retired, his cats were part of his gimmick as well. They're crazy cat people. That's part of the storyline.
Well, the thing about it, what I can't understand, though, when they brought the women over on SmackDown like they did, they made her out to be this super evil heel. And now it looks like she's a tweener now to me.
I thought she was a babyface. Hey, listen.
I don't know.
Let's talk about the bigger issue here, Jim.
Okay.
She wants to be on this 5-on-5 Women Survivor Series
team. I never thought she wouldn't be.
And Daniel Bryan says, give me one good reason. Shouldn't her reason be you have 6 women and at least 2 of them are hurt right now, so I have to be?
Well.
I mean, that's a pretty good reason if you ask me.
Well, the thing about it is, Bryan, though, if you go by just the known or the talent now, I know you might probably be good with talent, you'd have to put her in it.
You're right. You're right. The storyline is preposterous. But they need to do something. They got 2 hours to fill.
Oh, and I'm talking about James Ellsworth a minute. A lot of people forget he's been around for a right good while. He's been around 10, 15 years.
He has been around for a right good while. You're right.
They always have success with Maryland jobbers. You notice that? Big Gilbert.
And he had a tag. He actually was part of a tag team championship team called Pretty Ugly one time with him and Adam Ugly.
Pretty Ugly.
Pretty Ugly.
Yes, sir. Wow. All right, y'all have a good one now.
Thank God you called today, Jim. Pretty Ugly.
Well,
hey, you know what? Honest to God, I never even thought of this until somebody brought it to my attention.
What?
So, you know how we always talk about, and he actually hasn't even been on television yet, but Noam Dar is going to be on Raw, and Shinsuke Nakamura and Samoa Joe are in NXT.
Yes, sir.
Which, by the way, I saw this amazing group photo of everybody signed to NXT. There's like 75 guys there or whatever, and Stephanie's in the middle smiling. And on the far, far right, there's Shinsuke Nakamura just like looking at the camera. Like, look at me with all these geeks. And then on the far left, I think on the far left is Samoa Joe, the NXT champion. But you can't see him because he's behind everybody. You see the very, very, very top of his head.
Yeah, I think he's either that or he's dead in the middle like that, yes.
Anyway, point of all of this is, I never thought about this until somebody brought it to my attention, but Shinsuke Nakamura and Samoa Joe and Asuka and Austin Aries and the list goes on and on.
Keep going. Roderick Strong.
Roderick Strong is down there.
Bobby Roode.
Bobby Roode is down there. I mean, these guys are all on NXT working small little house shows around Florida and, as we've noted, somewhat larger house shows here and there.
Barely.
And meanwhile, James Ellsworth fought for the world title on SmackDown this week.
Mm-hmm.
And he was in the main event last week. And you know what? I would bet $5, but no more, that James Ellsworth is going to be on the Survivor Series card. Now, I love James Ellsworth, but what?
Well,
Shinsuke Nakamura, Joe, Roode, Aries, give me a break.
You've created that monster now, haven't you? And he's got...
I didn't.
Not only does he have merch, he doesn't have that merch with the NXT tag. He's got grown raw merchandise or activewear, whatever they'd like to call it now.
Text message here. A Ricochet pulled from New Japan show on same day as one of the Lucha Underground live events. Could this mean he's appearing at the Lucha show as Puma? I brought this up to Dave, and he told me that this was not the case, but it has to be.
Well, maybe they're getting extra money because I think Dave's right there. I mean, there you have to, even if you're under contract with somebody, you could stop them, maybe prevent them from working. But the reality is you also need to give them ample time to change. And again,
maybe
I'm pretty sure
who knows. I mean, if he listen, he's making some decent money from Lucha Underground and he was under contract with them first. So how can you tell me that they can't say we get right of first booking? So we need you back in America on Sunday for this house show. How can they not say that?
Because if they already gave him clearance, he already announced his schedule of, hey, I'm going to be over in Japan. And
maybe they didn't give him clearance.
Well, yeah, I guess maybe that's possible, too.
I hear all the time that the Lucha Underground guys, they wait and wait and wait for information on Season 4. And when they don't hear anything, they just go take bookings on their own. I don't think they get clearance from Lucha Underground to take these bookings. I think they just go take bookings. So, now listen, I have the lineup so far for these shows on Sunday. Just announced, by the way, a week ago. Less than a week ago. The Arizona State Fair. The only announced matches are Johnny Mundo versus Cage, False Count Anywhere, and Mil Muertes versus Pentagon Dark. And they have also announced Ivelisse, Son of Havoc, Taya, Mariposa, Aerostar, Son of Havoc, and Jack Evans, and Drago as appearing. They've made no mention of Puma. So maybe that's not why he's off these New Japan shows. I don't know. I just don't think it's beyond the realm of possibility that his contract allows them to pull him from New Japan to work shows here in America until, because the whole story is he's under contract until X number of days or whatever, months, after the final episode that he appears in, right? And that's not going to air until 2017.
Yeah.
So I think shouldn't they have the right to do whatever they want with the guy until that date?
I have no idea, although I would die to find out because it is such an interesting, unique scenario that they have because it is a TV production sort of deal with no compete and you can't speak about it and all that sort of stuff with the gag on it. But also, I mean, I would think they would probably in this case, though, also have to pay him back or pay somebody back for the trans for him coming back was just, again, like a lot of things with TNA talked about, an extra expense that on paper, again, not knowing exactly how this thing works out, you absolutely positively don't need unless it's just Cricket going, okay, hey, you're going to be over here and we'll pay you.
Back in a moment with more Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments, You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. Over the years, we've witnessed numerous genres colliding with rock music to create unique tracks consisting of a hybrid of sounds, but none quite so impactful or unlikely as that of Aerosmith's collaboration with Run DMC for their seminal version of Walk This Way. Join me at focusonrock.com, where I look at that special moment in music history when rap and electric guitars entwined and cultural worlds collided.
Your music can take you anywhere you want to go. And Guitar Center is the best place to start the journey. Save up to 25% on over 200,000 guitars, amps, and accessories from major brands. Get an Epiphone limited edition Les Paul for just $399, an Ibanez Electric for $249, a Yamaha Dreadnought Acoustic Electric for $199, or D'Addario Strings 3-packs for $10. Where will your new guitar take you? Guitarathon is going on now at Guitar Center.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. This person here says, I don't know why you say there's no direction in Lucha Underground. They're establishing Matanza's dominance over all the roster, Puma's redemption, Mundo's frustrations, the whole Guerrero, Azteca, Rey story, etc. Listen, that's not a direction. That's a series of storylines. There needs to be an overarching direction that keeps you tuning in. For example, in The Lord of the Rings, for example, the main story is the guy's trying to get the ring to the volcano, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and then there's a lot of other little stories that are going on in the middle of that 9, 10, 15-hour journey, however long those three movies are. But there's one overarching story. We don't have that in Lucha Underground. We need a direction to the next show and a series of angles and storylines to lead to matches of that show. And then the next one after that. There is something to be said for a traditional model where you do 4 weeks of TV leading to a big show and then 4 weeks of TV leading to a big show. I mean, let me tell you something. When TNA got rid of all of their pay-per-views and they moved from monthly pay-per-views to pay-per-views every like four a year, like every 3 months or every 4 months or whatever. I mean, the same thing happened. The company began to feel directionless because there were just weeks and months of stuff happening. Got to have a direction. You got to have a goal. Anyway, we're out of time, everybody. Back tomorrow, we're here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Full schedule up at sportsbyline.com. Listen live links at wrestlingobserver.com. And, of course, you can check us out. Tune in radio on your smartphone. Listen live and free every day searching Sports Byline USA on TuneIn Radio. I want to thank Mike, as always, all the callers and listeners. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.